Prince Edward Island's one of those places where people who grow up here stay here. And it's no wonder. The island's off Canada's eastern coast. It's covered with rolling green farmland, dark forest, and copper-red beaches. It's Canada's smallest province, about the size of Delaware. Prince Edward Island has a population of only 160,000. There seems to be enough room for everyone, but not for everything. Around 10 years ago, the residents of Prince Edward Island saw their landfills filling up. That meant digging more. They wanted to do something about it, and fast. So they started an aggressive recycling and composting program. Jerry Morris is CEO of Island Waste Management, the company that runs the program. Morris says to make it happen quickly,
we had to make this mandatory. It wasn't something that, we could go out and ask people, well, listen, this is the right thing to do environmentally. We made it mandatory.
Morris says they had to be tough. If people didn't separate their compost and recycling from their waste, the company refused to pick it up. That was a difficult time for politicians.
And be quite honest with you, in the initial stages, it was fairly painful. But if we didn't do what we did when we did it, I mean, the landfill that we have now would be totally full and we'd have to have another one. We're recycling everything that we totally possibly can.
And they are. People and businesses on Prince Edward Island recycle and compost 65% of their waste. That's more than double the average in the U.S. A lot of the former waste now goes to the island's composting facility. The facility takes care of miscellaneous garbage that can't be recycled, things such as certain types of paper and food scraps. Gordon Smith shows me the compost curing warehouse. We're now sealed in with steaming mounds of dark compost that almost reach the ceiling. It's muggy and hot, about 130 degrees.
So this is our finished compost that you're looking at right here, this large pile, and that large pile over there as well.
Smith's a facility supervisor for ADI, the company running the composting plant. The facility handles 30,000 tons every year. And with all that, you'd think Prince Edward Islanders would say, job done, right? But they're trying to reduce landfill waste even more. They want businesses to start using packaging that can be composted or recycled. Many local businesses have switched. But there's a problem. Big multinational chain stores bring goods to Prince Edward Island in packaging that cannot be recycled or composted. It all ends up in the island's landfill. Jerry Moore knows his province is too small to really influence these companies. So that's where he hopes other communities will help out and join in.
Will be initial pain with that in the front end, and a lot of politicians and public figures don't want to go through that pain, but we only have one earth, and whether you're from New York or Prince Edward Island or all over the globe, anything that we can remanufacture and reuse is only going to extend the life of the planet.
And Prince Edward Island officials think if they can do it, other places can too, if they have the political will. For the Environment Report, I'm Kinna Oman.